Israel government has announced that public transportation services will be free for women on Kaplan Day, April 21st, 2025. Additionally, all residents will enjoy free rides on National Transportation Day, April 24th, 2025. This initiative aims to honor women's contribution and promote the use of public transport in the city. The Indonesian Minister of Trade attributed the recent surge in domestic coconut prices to increased exports, which have reduced local supply. Minister Budi Santoso noted that exporters are prioritizing international markets due to higher global prices, prompting the ministry to engage with industry stakeholders to address the issue. Additionally, Indonesia and Saudi Arabia signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen strategic cooperation in the mining sector, focusing on the development of critical minerals. And that was the news.
Wadung yang rich that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tea is manifold and growing well at the village, which has given some
originate from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kabete. To make kasumi, initially kabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the kabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasumi is also often used as box for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. Enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Eskimo parrot, we have
and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice cream for carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. With accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRA station across Indonesia, RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news bureau of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from the trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
The land above the clouds is a nickname of Liang Valley in central Java. The valley has a main tradition called Annuity that features cutting off dreadlocks and children as part of the Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to Liang Village in Banjarnegara region of Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to reach Indian. The scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and group of residents along, it is worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Liang Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Liang children who are called Anakbaja. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was secured from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Mantua had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Anak Bajang believed to be special children of Liang, who bridge our reality and the unseen realm.
Anak Bajang merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu pada era kapan.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. Dieng people believes that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Temenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The javanist must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali
Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan kegiatan ritual pencerahan di Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, antara nanti lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesaran lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures in folk who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village. The parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the services
trusted being full influence area, this will have to weak lung or bad masala. Because in there, the dreadlord children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous prefix, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away weakness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlord of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, other can also cut the dreadlord under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Pinyalah Mbaka. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlord cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu lah yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, especially women. It makes us aside the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Wonosobo. She's 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari ini. Dia terbaik harusnya aku untuk dapat karen dia yang she was 2 years old. Dia also wish for 2 goats. Entahkan deh. Kita tahu gimana di ini.
Permintaannya kalau mah utama, keluar poin 1.
Wishes are specific. Such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Laki-laki mah parah tuh.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of virgin children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang rojong itu tawaran bagi mantu kan seperti tadi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada kemelot tadi, ada rambut kimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Yang kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikung-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol nah, itu yang warna putih, gitu.
Detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the Anjou fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies and raising the renewed generation is not easy. Young people on the value of their tradition. Truth. The tradition can coexist with modernization.
Indonesia today, and don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming voonews.id, shortwave and 355 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in NNA Digital for those of you watching on demand.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
apa sih?